441 at WDEV. I got Kyle on the line from Sticks and Stuff. Good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon. I hope everyone is enjoying this nice smoky delight that Canada is providing for us.
Yeah, sometimes you can feel it in the back of your throat and you think, ooh, but it's cool. It's not overly hot. You've got some new Makita cordless framing nailers that are coming out next month.
Yeah, so I've got a lot of customers that are coming in. Of course, as soon as something, you know, goes online, everybody starts to see it. They want to know when it's coming in, when can they get it, how much it's going to be. So Makita has never had a cordless framing nailer before. DeWalt has had several different generations of it. Same with Milwaukee. So the other big tool brands kind of came out with it first. Makita generally tries to do things slower, but they try to do them a little bit better so that there's less problems once they're released. So the Makita framing nailer, I actually got my hands on it about a month ago with our Makita rep, and we put it through our paces. We nailed through all different kinds of building materials and substrate, sheet goods, regular framing material, LVLs, trusses, all of that stuff, and the thing was great. So it's a little bit lighter than the Milwaukee. And the one that they actually have one available now that's a 21-degree plastic collated framing nailer, which isn't super popular. Normally that's like out west. A lot of guys frame with that stuff. 30-degree paper-taped nails, so generally the pass-load nails are what's on most people's job sites on this, you know, on the East Coast. And that one is going to be available in September. So I have three on order. So they're going to do it in two different platforms. If anyone who is familiar with Makita knows that they have an 18-volt platform, and then they have a 40-volt platform, and that's going to be the same for this framing nailer. You'll be able to get it with whatever batteries that you have. Some of the cool features on it is it's lighter than the Milwaukee framer. I think it's a little bit more balanced in your hand. If you try to nail overhead, the weight kind of transfers to your arm instead of trying to tip the nose of the framing gun down. And the other big selling point on the Makita nailer is that it has basically a self-contained compressor built into it, whereas the DeWalt is built on like a spring piston resistance, and then the Milwaukee has a nitrogen-charged kind of core that drives the plunger, that drives the nail. Sometimes you can get some hiccups with those, so Makita has kind of reverse engineered it. So I just wanted everybody to know that those are going to be available at some point in September. We do have them on order, and hopefully everybody can get their hands on one who wants one.
And there's nothing quite like the satisfaction of having gotten a product and it actually does what it says it's supposed to do, and it behaves the way you expect with these kinds of power tools, because a mistake can be costly.
Yeah, I mean, the biggest thing with any of these tools is that you're going to want something that saves you time, saves you energy, and in the long run, you know, saves you money. If you drop $300, $400, $500, whatever the price on this tool is going to be, you want to be able to save that in the long run, whether it's efficiency, time, labor, whatever it is. So I'm excited for this tool. I think everyone's going to be really, really happy with it. And everyone's been waiting a long time for Makita to come out with this, but I think it's going to be worth the wait, because I think the majority of the hiccups have been worked out of it. And like I've said before, Makita generally does not release a tool until there's very, very confident that it's going to do exactly what it says it does.
All right. You got six locations in Vermont and upstate New York. Of course, you're speaking to us from your St. Albans location. But in addition to that is Enosburg, Middlesex, Derby, Swanton, Rouses Point, New York. And the best way to reach out to you is by going to the sticksandstuff.com website, right?
Absolutely, or just call your local store and just, you know, talk to a real person instead of spinning around on the Internet.
Yes. And you can find that contact information on sticksandstuff.com, too. Kyle, it's been nice chatting with you today, and we'll do it again next. Well, it won't be me. It will be Joel Nashman on the chair the next couple of weeks, because I'm going on vacation for a couple of weeks at the end of this week. So, but we will be reaching out to you next week.
Okay, well, you enjoy your vacation, and I will talk to everybody next Monday.
Okay. All right, that's Kyle from Sticks and Stuff on WDEV's afternoon news service, where it is 4:46.